Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I am super duper excited to have you join us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now, this 1 hour together, we're going to go on a journey together, a journey through joy, and you're going to be able to imagine yourself living a life of peace, an hour of peace, preceding your whole life of peace right now together. So I want to tell you this. Go ahead and embrace these truths because they are truths. Yes, it is possible for you to have peace every day. Wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Yes, you deserve everyday peace. And yes, you can have peace every day. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And today, as usual, we have a fabulous guest. And just before I bring our guests on, I want to tell you a little bit about the free offers that we have for you as an everyday peacemaker. And our guest today is bringing a free offer too. So I want you to make sure you listen closely, maybe have a pen and paper to jot down some of this free stuff that you earn, that you deserve for participating and becoming an everyday peacemaker on our planet Earth. So the first thing is our free gift of discovering your passion and purpose. Absolutely free 7-day course for discovering your passion and your purpose. You can claim this free gift simply by sending an email with the subject line free, F-R-E-E. Some people have been sending it with the subject line passion. That works too. So send that email to DrayvonJames@gmail.com. And that's Drayvon, D as in December, R-A, B for victory, O-N, James@gmail.com. And that's for your free gift of discovering your purpose and passion, a 7-day course. Also, did you know that if you are a person who's interested in taking free college courses online, there's a wonderful opportunity available for you through the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. They are an online university, and they happen to be giving away some free courses. So check that out. I actually teach a course on there. There are many, many great courses on there, but my course is entitled 2020 Clarity. 2020 Clarity. So check out the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. You'll be happy that you did. Our special guest today is none other than the ambassador of joy, Mr. Barry Shore. Mr. Barry Shore is a motivational keynote speaker and the host of the weekly radio show podcast, The Joy of Living. He is the founder of the Joy of Living Institute. He is a change maker and a life transformer. If you don't know Barry, please Google him. Stay tuned for this whole hour. You do not want to miss any bit of this. He has a profound message of joy, and it is being embraced globally. We're so excited to have him here today. He's also the author of a new book that will be hitting the bookshelves everywhere as of October 30th this year, so just a few weeks away, entitled Stress Kills and Joy Heals. Barry Shore, welcome to the Everyday Peace Show.
Good day, wonderful Dr. Drayvon James, and good day to you beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings who are listening. And how can I say that everybody that's listening is a good-looking person? Because by definition, if you tuned in to Dr. Drayvon James, you are always looking for and finding the good. That's the definition of a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good.
Oh, I love that. Looking for and finding the good. That's really going to tie us right into our topic today, because we're talking about how to change unhealthy habits and how to live a life of peace and happiness and joy right now, starting right now. So, Barry, before we jump into just a little backstory about you, tell us about this free gift. I kind of tantalized it in front of our audience, you giving away a free gift. So we're going to start with the good stuff. Let's start with the good free stuff.
Okay, that's a great idea. So the most important thing about the word gift is that it's a four-letter word. We like using four-letter words, Trayvon, like live, love, gift, grow, holy, help, pray, free. Four-letter words, right? I'm just going to tell everybody up front, I even use the four-letter F-U word, and I'll use it during the show because of its shock value and its fun, but we'll do that a little bit later. But right now, this free gift is so wonderful because it is more than a half hour of teaching the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. You get to watch a video, you get it as MP3, and you can share it with your friends and family. This is evolutionary. This will literally brighten your day, your every day, and you'll be carrying around Barry Shore in your head singing, oh, what a beautiful day to be alive. And it's so easy to get. Just go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com/free. That's it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We're going to mention that a few times throughout the show today because I really want everyone to have the opportunity to take advantage of such an awesome gift from such an awesome man, the ambassador of joy himself. So we're going to kick right in the high gear because we got a great topic. But Barry, before we do that, how does one become the ambassador of joy? And what does that mean?
Well, the great news is that I was dubbed that by the Queen of England. Okay, so it's not the Queen of England, then it was a magazine. It's an international magazine. It did a story about my journey, and they titled it The Ambassador of Joy. This is a number of years ago. And the reason why is because people might find this of interest. So let's just go back in time. Let's go back to 2004, 16 years ago, just around the time you were born, Drayvon. You were already about 6 or 7 years old. So I was standing up in the morning, September 17th, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, Drayvon, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic, and it was not from an automobile accident. It was not from a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and literally paralyzed me. In a matter of hours, nothing on my body moved. And I was like that for years. I was in hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over for 2 years. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a curb by myself. I can't walk up a stair by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because we have done something that enables us to transform any circumstance, and that is to learn how to use the secret and the power of everyday words. Matter of fact, Rava, one of the things we're going to do in our hour together and share with people is to learn the three fundamentals of life. Because when you learn these three fundamentals, you will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Now, the three fundamentals are pretty easy. Number one, absolute number one is life. Your life has purpose. And when you know that your life has purpose, you lead a purpose-driven life, you can now go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym. We'll talk a lot about acronyms during the show. MAD stands for Go Make a Difference. You see, when you lead a purpose-driven life and your thoughts are good and your words are good and your deeds are in goodness, now you're going to make a difference in your life and everybody else's life. And the third important aspect of this is that you can unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Here's a simple one, what we just talked about. Here's an amazing word. You ready? Smile. Smile. So smile, everybody knows how to spell it, right? S-M-I-L-E. But here's what it stands for. Smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day, when you can learn to see miracles in life every day, now you're beginning to understand how to live life to the full. And by the way, one of my favorite songs, and I think for most everybody listening and for hundreds of millions, not billions of people around the planet, is another song that came out of these letters. Ready? WWW. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, Drayvon, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, da-da, da-da, what a wonderful world, right? And what,
yes,
is
of course.
A word. What a, what a wonderful word. And of course, big thank you to Louis Armstrong and Satchmo for enabling that song to go viral and touch, again, billions of people around the world. Even hear the opening bars of that song. What do? You start smiling. Now, here's something amazing. When I speak to groups of people, whether it's 50 people or like right now on the radio, 50,000 people listening to Drayvon, 50,000 people, and they're saying, wait a minute, I've been up for hours already, Barry Shore. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water, drink, food, tea, place to sleep, family, friends? Those are all miracles. And I can give you a simple proof. Right now, this morning, Drayvon, 1 million-plus people didn't get out of bed. They died. But we didn't. If you're listening to the show, hello, you're alive. Being alive is the greatest gift possible. Again, we're talking about free gifts. It's the greatest gift possible from the good Lord. So if you can understand that, now you understand the next part. We're in the midst of a pandemic, 2020. Everybody is freaking out. Pandemic. Millions of people can't get out of bed because they're infirm, right? And 99.99% of everybody listening, you can get out of bed. But look at me, Barry Shore. It still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but I can get out of bed. That is the greatest of all miracles. Now, I got to tell you a funny story, though. I'm going to interrupt myself. A few weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece came over to me, and she said, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, it's not the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? Because she said, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life.
I love that.
Isn't that great? Out of the mouth of babes, seeing miracles in everyday life. Now, when you can do that, you can do what Drayvon teaches us. You have peace. You're whole. It's all good. Every single day, you have everything you need to go on the journey towards living in joy daily.
That's right. And that's what we're talking about. You said so much in that story about you. And thank you for sharing that. And I really want our listeners right now to pick up on some. All of it was wonderful. But a few key things stuck out to me is you said people will say to you, Barry, I've been up all day. I haven't seen any miracles yet. slow down. Sometimes the most we take our lives for granted. As you mentioned, you were standing up vertical just like everybody else. By the end of the day, you had lost a lot of your motor skills and your ability to do many things that many of us are taking for granted, and which are miracles being performed for us and through us right now. So yes, in this moment, you know, I have this phrase that I say, and Barry, I hear it in your voice every time we talk. And this is a favorite phrase of mine. I think I may say it unconsciously when I introduced the song, the program sometime, was get excited. Get excited about you and your life and what you, where you are right now, even if it's not where you want to be, even as, if it's not where you, where you know that you're going. Get excited for the opportunity to be.
Yeah.
I am that I am. Get excited about that.
Right. That's the good Lord taught us that. I am that I am. And you know what the great one is? She's not just a B, B-E. She's a B, B-E-E, because she pollinates. She knows how to bring out the best in all of us, making honey. She goes from flower to flower, because that's what she's talking about. Everybody listening to the show right now, you're not just a human being listening. You didn't turn on the radio. You are a flower. You are a gift of the good Lord. Now, when you start thinking that way, what do? You can begin to create the kind of world we all want to live in. You are a creator. The good Lord gave you that power. Create stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. We all, thank God, have a brain. Your brain has 100 billion brain cells, Braveon, and 1,000 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. You can rethink what's going on in your life. And you say, but hey, Barry, sure, don't you know there's a pandemic on and there's lots of stress and all kinds of things. Yes, I know about stress. I was standing up in the morning, and the evening I was paralyzed. But here's where it gets really amazing, Draven, and you wanted me to tell people, so I'm going to. The name of my new book is called Stress Kills, Joy Heals. Why do we do that? Because stress is the most searched for word on the internet after COVID. People know COVID exists. Now everybody is searching about stress. What do I do about it? But here's an amazing idea. Listen carefully, everybody, because stress is an acronym, and you can learn it in two different ways. Stress stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Stomach-turning reality. Yes, you lost your job, you lost your house, you lost your life, you lost your friends. All of these things can happen. Stomach-turning reality. But the choice is, do you want self-sabotage? You want a pity party? You want to just roll up in a ball in the corner and then that's the end of it? Or do you want to approach it like this? And again, it all has to do with your mind, causing rethinking. Stomach-turning reality, same situation, enabling self-success. How do I choose to respond to what's happening? Yes, the rent is due. I don't have any money. Yes, this thing happening in my family. Yes, but you're alive. The ability to be here and to know that you make a difference in the world. You are mad, and under all circumstances, you create the reality that you want. So when we're talking about stress, meaning stomach-turning reality, enabling self-success, we want to work with these six words. These six words are the most important six words you'll ever learn. And as I mentioned to Draven, we talked before the show, there is going to be in this show, there's going to be at least one aha moment, and there's going to be two things that you can carry with you after the show and do for the rest of your life. This may be one of the aha moments, because this moment means these six words are the most important you'll ever hear. Ready? Choice.
Yes.
Not chance determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. So when we talk about the free gift that we're giving, barryshore.com/free, we talk about the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. One of the strategies is happy, by choice. I choose to be happy under all circumstances, under all vicissitudes. Hey, I'm in the hospital, paralyzed. Can I be happy? Well, I'm not going to get up and start dancing around the room because I can't. But can I at least, in my mind and in my heart, be aware that I'm alive and no matter what's going to happen, the good Lord is here to be a benefit and that I am here to live in a certain way? Remember, I can go mad under all circumstances, make a difference. So happy by choice is one of the most important aspects you'll ever learn. Now, in the same vein, by the way, it's something that's so important because Draymond was sharing with me before the show that a number of the people she's working with these days are looking around and seeing other people. And one of the 11 strategies, actually there's three of them that apply to this. One of them is no need to prove yourself to anybody else. It does not matter what anybody else is doing and what they think of what you're doing. The only one that matters is you. And the best way to matter to yourself is by your self-talk. Right, Draymond? Self-talk
absolutely
is the most important talk you'll ever hear. So self-talk stands for understanding that you are a soul experiencing life fully, and talk stands for teaching always love and kindness. So Draymond, if a friend came over to you and needed your help and wanted to unburden themselves and told you all the things that are happening, well, you wouldn't just pat them on the head and say, hey, everything's going to be okay, because maybe you won't. But by the same token, you'll listen and you'll speak with them in a kind, loving manner, right?
Absolutely.
The question is, why don't we do that with ourselves? Think of yourself as a soul experiencing life, teaching always love and kindness. Talk to yourself, teaching yourself about love and kindness. And the key to that is these four words. Don't complain. Don't blame. No matter what happens, don't complain. Because when you start complaining, you are creating the negativity inside of your being that will not allow your joy to come through. And that's what you want to do. You want to be a generator of ongoing youth. That's what joy stands for, generating ongoing youth. So if you complain, you're telling the good Lord, I don't like what you're doing right now. You're telling God you don't like his universe, right? And if you start blaming other people, you know what this person did to me or that person? Yeah, it's quite possible somebody did something to you. But if you're blaming, then you're not helping yourself. And all we care about, Draymond and me, that's all we care about. How can we be of benefit to you? Y-O-U. That's the only reason I'm here. That's the only reason she's on the radio. It's all about you. You being the best you possible. Right, Draymond?
Absolutely. It is all about you. Because when you know, when you care for you, when you take care of the you in you, you indirectly and indirectly take care of everybody else on the planet. It starts with you, because out of you flows this energy. You're an attractor pattern. So what you put out, you then bring to yourself. So when you put out good self-talk, then you attract more people who are putting out good self-talk, and then you communicate, and that self-talk becomes the talk. Right? Because the talk of the nation, if you will, the talk of the world, the talk of the universe, we need you to think highly of yourself. We need you to be forgiving of you. We need that.
Right.
If you, you know, and I want to say this as a mom, you know, oftentimes I hear moms saying, and I used to say it a lot of times, I could do for my kids what I couldn't do for myself. You know, this heroic strength comes out of moms. And, you know, you're just saying to yourself, I've been on my feet all day working, and I just stood up and I cooked a holiday meal that took me over 8 hours and 16 hours on my feet. And for yourself, you would have just come home and had a little salad and gone to bed. But it's the holidays. You do all this because you love your kids. You love your family. So you can do a little extra. Well, I encourage you to do that little extra. If you're that person in that space right now, you just feel like, I can't think of one good thing to talk to myself good about today. Pretend like you're doing it for somebody, that somebody else's life depends on how well you talk to yourself. You'll do two good things. You'll improve. Your self will turn around to start kissing you from the inside out. And then you will attract somebody to you who feels good about themselves.
Wow, you're so good. Exactly. Because that's the light. That is what Drayvon teaches and lives. The law of attraction. You see, when you're beautiful, remember we talked about being good looking? Good looking means you're always looking for and finding the good. So if you want to be a good looking person, you want to live in the world of the law of attraction. When people hear the word law, they think, the law! You know, that spinning thing on the top of the police car, law? No. Think of law like this. Law stands for love and wisdom. When you live in love and wisdom, you become attractive and you bring to you good-looking people, good circumstances, and therefore don't complain, don't blame, happy by choice. Keep smiling by seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life.
Yeah, see miracles in every, because it's happening all around us. You know, you open your eyes, and this is an exercise that I do when I get really stressed. I don't know if you've ever done this, Barry, but I'll shut my eyes and I'll open my eyes and I'm grateful for the first thing that I see, whatever that is. You know why? Because I actually can see it. I can
right.
see it. That's a miracle.
Did you hear what she just said? I can see it. I'm gonna end on a high note for this segment, but I will tell you a story. I have a dear friend of 38 years. He has three sons. His youngest son is now 23. This just happened 4 months ago. He woke up one morning and he screamed, "I can't see! I can't see!"
We got to come right back with that. We're okay. So happy that you're here. We're so happy that you're sharing this time with us. We'll be back with Barry Schuer right after this commercial break.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back to our show today. Of course, you know by now we have the ambassador of joy himself, Mr. Barry Schuer, joining us. And just before the break, we were talking about the story he was telling us about, I can't see, I can't see. So we're going to pick up with that story. You guys, we're really dealing today with so many tangible ways to improve your life right now. Grab a pen, grab a something to write with, and text a friend. This is where they need to be for the next 30 minutes. This show will change your life. So Barry, let's continue with that story.
So it's amazing what just happened, because Drayvon mentioned that the ability for her, when she's stressed, she just breathes a little bit, takes a sigh, and then opens her eyes, and she can say, I can see. The ability to be able to see and make that as an excitable moment in your life is really key. Because I mentioned that my friend, had his youngest son, who's 22, woke up one morning and said, I can't see! And he's still blind to this very day. Now, this happened a few months ago. But I want to use that as a segue to two things. Number one, you're going to get the free gift from me, barryschuer.com/free. BarrySchuer.com/free. And you talked about the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And one of the strategies is something that I urge everybody to do three times a day from now forward for the rest of your life. Yes, not just do it today or tomorrow, for the rest of your life. And that is to consciously and conscientiously say, thank you. Three times a day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because thank is a great acronym. It stands for to harmonize and network kindness. to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying in a brother's of his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So the ability to say thank you consciously, will train you to become a giver of blessing. Because speech, your words matter in the world. So let's take it up. Remember now, we used to go to a coffee shop, right, Trayvon? Imagine being able to go back to our coffee shop, and you walk in and you order your fancy latte for $5.50. And you sit there, somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Now imagine you go to the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, $5.50, and a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we got busy, and we'll bring it to you. And a few more minutes go by, somebody brings it to you. You still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open to you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. What do you say? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're stuck in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. What do you say? Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe, and it hurts. What do you say?
Thank you.
To harmonize and network kindness. Because kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. That's what kindness is. Because it's important to understand that your words matter. That's one of the 11 strategies, by the way. We have this great saying that I was taught by a master who had this same idea given over to him. He told me, for the past 2,800 years, you hear that? 2,800 years, it's been passed down various languages. He said the following, speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. And I, as a conscientious person, try with all of my faculties to continually dispense blessing. And anything like, hey, good job, you look great, oh, that's wonderful, I wish you well. When you understand that your words matter, you make a difference, you're mad, and your madness in the world is good, that is what literally changes the resonance, the tone in the world. So we know that love is a great word, right? Everybody loves the word love. Love is an acronym that stands for living on vibrant energy. Woo! Living on the vibrational plane. Now, it happens to me, by the way, that if you do go to BarryShore.com, and again, BarryShore.com/free, you can sign up and get the free $50 gift. But also on the website, BarryShore.com, you scroll down the bottom of the homepage, you can find two amazing little videos. And again, free. One video is, it teaches you how to become a joy generator in 55 seconds. I was like that, Trayvon. Become a joy generator in 55 seconds. I mean, we have, thank God, tens of thousands of people around the world who are using that to generate joy every single day, not just for themselves, but for other people. Become a joy generator. And then next to that is there's a meditation that I teach. Again, I learned this from a master. This particular person told me that this, it's a two-minute meditation that has been passed down from master to pupil and man and woman for over 3,000 years. And it's only a two-minute meditation. You do it once before noon and once afternoon every single day. This changes your world. You will become whole. You will become peaceful. You will become a joy generator. You'll be able to live in joy daily under all circumstances and all vicissitudes. Nothing will rock your world except more good health, wealth, and wisdom. By the way, health stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's what real health is, right? Helping everyone achieve life through happiness. And when you learn how to share these techniques, then you're making a difference in the world. Then you're mad. Now, by the way, SHARE is another great acronym. It stands for Spreading Happiness and Rejuvenating Energy. I like that one.
Yeah, we have a caller. I don't want to miss this caller. I think he may have been there for a little while. I'm going to grab him and put him on the air. Hello, welcome to the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James and our fabulous guest today, the Ambassador of Joy, Barry Shore. You have a comment or a question?
Yes, hello, hello. Barry Shore is awesome. I mean, just awesome. I'm loving this show, and I love his energy and his enthusiasm. And so with that, I wanted to ask him, what do you do when you're experiencing unpleasant changes in your life? How can you choose to be happy? You've got all these unpleasant things, changes, thoughts in your mind, wreaking havoc with your physical being and your emotional being. But through the midst of that, how can you choose to be happy?
First of all, thank you for making the time to call in, because that already shows that you are ready, willing, and able to move away from anything that's bothering you. What is your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, first of all, again, thank you for calling in, Tony. And you are articulating a question that thousands of people want to ask, but you did it, Tony. So I want to go to something that you've mentioned right away. Lots of stuff happening around you, right? It could be as issues with money, could be issues with work, could be issues with family and friends. But what you said, the most important, I wrote it down. You say what's wreaking havoc is what's in your mind, right? What's in your mind. So I would like you to become, Tony, you ready? I want you to become a pothead. Wow, what did Barry Shore say? He wants me to become a pothead? Yes, you ready? Because here's what pothead stands for. Pot stands for power of pot. And head stands for helping everyone achieve destiny. When you, Tony, begin to take control of the thoughts in your mind, we spoke earlier about self-talk. I don't know if you heard that particular part of the show in the beginning.
Yeah.
So we said self-talk stands for recognizing that you're a soul, not just a body. You're a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Tony, it's too easy. And again, remember, I'm a human being, so I've been through this. I live this as well, even today. But then something happens that's unpleasant or you don't like or didn't go the way you want. It's too easy to knock yourself, right? What I'd like you to do is to be able to pause for anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds, breathe, and say, I'm a pothead. Because when you do that, you'll start laughing. Say, Tony, tell me, I'm a pothead? Yeah, because pot stands for power of thought or power of thinking. Because you said thoughts were running rampant through your mind. They were wreaking havoc. I'm a pothead. Power of thought helping everyone achieve destiny. If I want to achieve my destiny, I am going to monitor, control, and channel my thoughts. And just by saying those words, you will literally begin the process of moving away from the negativity and moving into the positive. Will it take training? Will it take time? Absolutely. But I will guarantee you, Tony, guarantee in writing, and I'll give you your money back if you're not happy. You ready?
Yes.
You do this at least twice per day, once before noon, once afternoon. Anyway, don't worry. Don't wait till negative thoughts come into you. Just twice a day, once before noon and once afternoon, twice a day, every day from now forward in your life, and say to yourself, Tony, you're a pothead.
Tony, you're a
pothead. Power of thought. Yeah, power of thinking or power of thought helping everyone achieve destiny. You see, because Tony, what you do in life is that you are a cog. You're a channel of goodness. You're a child of God. When you recognize that you're in service, you're here to be a benefit, you're helping not just yourself, but other people.
Okay.
You are a channel of goodness, Tony. And I applaud you. Thank you for calling. And I hope that this was a benefit. Please, please, twice a day, once before noon, once afternoon.
I am a pothead.
Yourself, I'm a pothead. Wow! And smile.
Thanks.
By the way, I would welcome the opportunity for you to stay in touch with me. Just go to my email. It's barry@barryshore.com. And I applaud you for making the time and the effort, and do stay in touch and get the free gift.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
And Tony, thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. Please stick around to the end of the show. We'll be announcing again about the free gifts, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Barry, I got to tell you, I absolutely love this. Okay. Power of thought. Helping everyone achieve destiny. Power of thought. Helping. That's a mouthful, and I'm falling in love with it. This just the phraseology. We're talking about words, and you know that words, you and I both share this belief and this knowing is that words have the power to heal. They have the power to kill. The fact that the Bible says somewhere in there that the tongue is the most deadly of weapons, right? Because it has the power to kill
Proverbs,
and to resurrect. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
In Proverbs, it said, read. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Absolutely. So we're talking about life. We're talking about life, and we're telling you today, and you're believing, I know that you are, that you have within your possession all that you need to reach your next level of greatness. When you put, guess what? Drum roll, the power of your words on the situation. So let's just back up one quick moment because I missed something. I'm taking these notes feverishly, and I know all of our listeners are. To our last caller, you just said, become a pothead, power of thought, helping everyone achieve destiny. And then this was key. This to me was like a recipe for building the most amazing pound cake. I am a lover of pound cake, you guys. Monitor, control, and channel my thoughts. Did I miss something in there? Was it monitor, control,
no,
and channel?
No, you got it exactly right. Monitor, control, and channel. That's the key. So one of the interesting strategies, the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, which, by the way, the free gift is a half-hour video of me going through the 11 strategies. So you can watch it, listen to it, et cetera. It's all free. One of the strategies is get uncomfortable. Not comfortable, get uncomfortable. Because comfort is where dreams go to die. See, I just want to come home and turn on the television and kick back and open up a beer and that's it. Or just kind of sit on the couch here and chill. Well, for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, that may be okay. But what we're talking about when we say get uncomfortable, it doesn't mean put a pebble in your shoe and walk around with it. Or go outside, you know, when it's 30 degrees without any clothes on, even though that may be fun. What we're talking about, get uncomfortable, is the ability to change your routine while you're monitoring yourself. So I'll give you the most simple example, the one that I've used for many years and I still love. And that is if you brush your teeth every day, which I hope everybody listening does, maybe at least once a day, maybe more, and you use, let's say, your right hand. Use your right hand to brush your teeth. Use your opposite hand. Use your left hand. Use your opposite hand. Learn to get uncomfortable in the small things of life, because that, what does that do? That allows your consciousness to direct what you're doing. So if you walk out of your house every day and you normally turn right because that's where the car is, or that's where you need to go to catch a train or to a bus or to meet somebody, stop outside your door. walk a few paces, turn left. Now, I'm not saying turn left to go a mile then turn around. Turn left and walk about 10 paces, then turn around back to the right. Fine. But you did it because you're in control. When you do things consciously and conscientiously, it's you that are in control. And when you begin to practice these things, Drayvon, you're building up a muscle. The greatest muscle that you can ever build, by the way, is in one word. Has anybody ever asked me, Barry Shore, what is summing up the joy of living? It sums up in one word. Ready? Giving. Giving. Now, giving, of course, can be of time, can be of money, could be of spirit. The ability to become a giver is an essential aspect of living in joy and happiness, peace, and love. And part of that is being able to be conscious of where we are. When you're consciously able to give to someone else a good word, a smile. Remember those Keep Smiling cards I sent you, Drayvon?
Yes, I do.
And you give them out, right?
Yes, I do.
Because they make a difference, right? That is the genius of life. And it dovetails with one of the most important of all of the 11 strategies, and that is be a good friend. Now, friend is a wonderful word. We all love the idea of being a friend or having a friend. But if you look at the word, it's very interesting. You take out the R from friend, you have the word fiend. Nobody wants to be a fiend. You don't want to be around a fiend. That's not nice, right? So you got to have that R in. But what does that R stand for? The R stands for being reliable, responsible, because that's the essence of being a friend, right? Now, the other end of the word, the D, is a key element to being a friend, dependable. And by the way, you know, Dr. Drayvon James, that the D and R stands for what? Doctor. You want to become a doctor of friendology. You want to become a student, a doctor of being able to be the best friend possible. And by the way, we're not talking about Facebook friends. We have 5,000 of them, and oh, you got to close it out. I'm talking about what a dear friend of mine growing up, his father taught us. He says, if you can count your friends on your thumbs, you're doing well. Be a good friend, and you can have a good friend. That's one of the keys of life, the ability to have a friend that's reliable and dependable. And that only happens when you're reliable and dependable. And one of the ways to do that is become a pothead, or to remember the three fundamentals we talked about in life. The three fundamentals are life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad, which stands for go make a difference. One of the best ways to do that is to unlock the secrets and the power of everyday terms and words.
It is so true. And we have just about, I think, a little over 6 minutes left. And I just want to tell you that what you've been listening to, what we've been sharing in this hour and our time together, can be applied to so much of your life. If you can just take it and plop it down, as our caller did, in the center of what was going on in his life, in the center of what's going on in your life, in the life of your children, you can really extrapolate this out to wrap around and cover every aspect of your life. And if you are here on this show today, and you're one of those people who's learning how to change the unhealthy habit of internalizing the opinions of others and learning how to live a happy life now, what you've discovered, it's all in the way you use your words. What do you do? And we've said so much, but this is the one big takeaway for me, and I hope that you all will join me in this, is becoming a pothead. Now, that's funny to Barry and I because I remember, you know, when there were potheads around. We don't use that word so much anymore, but you guys got to remember that was a thing. But it's just a humorous way to think about the power of your thoughts, the power of our thoughts. Our thoughts have power. And this idea, Barry, you're just a genius, this idea of breaking a routine, walking out of your door and just turning left for a moment, you know, that just that little break in the routine shakes you awake, because we go through so much of our day on autopilot, as a robot, right? And so that includes absorbing different things that people say and just putting it in the mix. And we just kind of go along, you know, like the cartoons from the 70s with a little zinger going above our head. And we're just moving as a drone. But when we shake things up, when we break that routine, even just a little bit, it shakes us awake. And then in that wakeful state, we are conscious, right? We become conscious of what we're thinking about. And what do you want to think about? You want to think about what's lovely, what's true, what's kind. You want to use these words, the power of thought. So monitor your thoughts, control it, and then channel that energy, channel those thoughts, right? So that you are moving in the direction of your highest good. When you do that, you take everybody on that path in the direction of their highest good. This is for each and every one of us on the planet. I'm so excited to partner with you guys, to partner with Barry, as we have this world explosion of peace and joy just everywhere, just oozing out of all of us. So I want to go back, Barry, and talk about this free offer that you have. Because for our listeners, for the Everyday Peace listeners, because I really want you guys to take advantage of this. This is out there for you. And we're going to do that in just a moment. I want to tell you all once again, please, people are saying astounding things about the free course of discovering your purpose and your passion. Can you imagine? I'm sure you can. What it would look like. What it would feel like, oh my goodness, to live every day in your purpose, in your passion, to work from that level. Your life wouldn't feel like a drudgery or a big assignment and doing what you don't want to do. You'd be on fire for your purpose. In order to get that free course, just email DravonJames@gmail.com. Barry is giving away a free opportunity, a free $50 gift for you all. And Barry, how can they get that?
Go to www, remember that stands for What a Wonderful World, BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com/free.
Absolutely. And how else to tell? Your book is coming out in October, October 30th. Your book is coming out.
Yes, God willing.
Stress kills.
And that book is.
And he is willing. And he
kills. Joy heals.
And where can our listening audience pick that book up? How will they get their hands on that?
Well, it's going to be out on Amazon and wherever books are offered. And then I hope that Dravon will be promoting it again on her show. And we'll let you know because everybody wants it, needs it, and will be better for it.
Yes, the world would be better for it. I absolutely believe that. And then what else is going on in the world of joy of living? What new things do you have, new and exciting things do you have coming along?
Oh, yes, there are a number of things. I just want to actually, one of the things that's happening right now is that we are about to put out on Facebook for free a video, a 20-minute video of me explaining the two-minute meditation program that's been around, as I said, for over 3,000 years, and we're putting it on Facebook for free because I've had thousands and thousands of people asking for it. So God willing, you'll all be able to see that in the next week or two. So just get ready. It's going to go worldwide. Dravon, I need to ask you this. I have to just disconnect now. My phone just said goodbye.
Oh, but we're out of time. This is Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. I want our listening audience to know that I absolutely love you. Thank you for joining us today as an Everyday Peacemaker.
Been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness, and I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdravonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry, where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.